This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chanel. It is the one and only Doug Scare. And we are the co-hosts who are going to bring you an unbelievable show today. We have got my favorite girl in the whole wide world, Françoise. How are you, Doug Scare?
I'm doing great, but I'm more excited to see Françoise.
She really is amazing. Françoise, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I feel very honored.
Well, I've been wanting to get you on stages all over the world. I know you've been working on a book. I know you've written a book, and you're trying to get a couple of things done to write another book. And your story is one for everybody to hear and know. I love you. Before we go there, I want everybody to go register for GoPro. If you don't do that, you're out of your mind. It is the best bang for the buck out there. Eric Worre is going to deliver the rain. You want to get there. You want to get on. You want it. I mean, it's just amazing. And who he's got for guests and speakers is truly unbelievable. And I want you guys to be there, every one of you. I don't know if you noticed, but I have gone from one eye to two. So, you know, I fell on my head and really took a spill right after all that stuff with my eye and that problem I had with it. They told me the bill paid by Medicaid was going to be about $350,000. It came in at $1.8 million. But my eyes look better. My glasses look better. I feel better. So even though I think it's way too much money, I'm very happy I did it. I'm very happy they did it, and life is good. What you also might know is that Denise and I sold our dream home in 11 days and got full price for it. It was the perfect storm, and we're moving as we speak to Niwot, Colorado, which is 7 minutes west of where we lived. So that's the update on the Chinooks, but like you cared. But at the end of the day, we have got the one and only Françoise. Françoise, who are you? What is going on with you, young lady?
Well, I'm glad you call me a young lady. I'm an old lady, but I'm young at heart still. I don't feel at my age, and I keep busy as I can be, and I'm surrounded by lots of good friends, and life is good.
Well, that makes me happy. I want to do a shout-out to our good buddy Louise Cole. She's on here. Françoise and I were just talking about you, Louise. You are in our thoughts. You're in our prayers. We love you to death. And you keep up the great work, kids. So I'm going to give you a call, you little race car driving woman. And, yeah, we're going to get in the foxhole together. So, Françoise, tell the story. What story do you want to start with? I mean, your story is unbelievable. Do you want to talk about where you were born, what happened, and what it's like now, just like AA?
Okay, so I was born in a Japanese internment camp in Indonesia in World War II. Indonesia was a colony of the Netherlands, and my parents were Dutch, and so that's why they were living there. And on March 8, 1942, their whole world turned upside down, and they were taken hostage by the Japanese, and the women were all put in women's camps, and the men were put in men's camps, and we all survived the living hell. Well, not all of us. A lot of us survived, but I was born 2 months prematurely, 4 pounds, and I barely survived the first year of my life. But I'm still here. How about that? My mother took really, really good care of me, especially under the horrible conditions they had to live in. But, well, what else do you want me to tell you?
Well, that is so exciting. So you take a little 4-pound baby, and what you told me was when they looked at you, they thought you were much older, right?
When my father got reunited with my mother, he didn't know before that I was in the making. And so when he saw me, I looked like one of those kids that you see on the shows, you know, where they haven't had any food and everything. I was 3.5 years old, and I was the height and the weight of a 1 year old. I couldn't even walk. I looked horrible. And my father did not want to recognize me as his kid because I was too ugly and stuff. So for about 10 years, he did not recognize me as his child. So that was really hard.
And so it's been tough. You had a tough time, but your mom loved you, and you just kept fighting through it and growing up. And then what happened?
Now, since I was always so weak and so thin and so, I was way behind because the first 3 years of my life, I was not exposed to any toys or any sounds or anything that the kids learn in the first 3 years of their life. So I was actually kind of behind because I was, never exposed to anything. So I wasn't very smart, and my father let me know that all the time. So he was not very supportive. My mother was. She was supportive. But anyway, I wanted to be a nurse. And so I really like that because I like taking care of people. And so my dad didn't think that was such a good profession, but I did it anyway. And I really like that. And I hate to say it, but I was very good at it because I like to take care of people. So I was very, very good at taking care of people. And then I went on vacation with my girlfriend. You want me to tell you that now already or not?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I went on vacation with my girlfriend to Germany, and I was kind of hoping I would meet a German man that maybe someday I could marry or whatever. And so I'm here, I meet this young man. He's not very good looking. He looks like a 16-year-old kid with little glasses on and stuff. But he was really nice to me, and he bought wine, and he was dancing with me, and he was having a good time, and he kept telling me, I like you. And he was American. He was an American soldier in the Air Force. And I did not speak any English or American or anything. So when he said, I like you, I kind of understood that. But then after a while, he said, I love you. And I thought, how can somebody after 2.5-3 hours say, I love you? I mean, in my eyes, it would take longer than that. And then after a while later yet, he said, will you marry me? And I totally did not catch that because in my right mind, nobody will ask you to marry him after such a short period of time. So I thought he was asking me for a date. And I said, yes. And my girlfriend sat me down in the hotel and she said, do you know what happened? And I said, no. And so she explained it to me and I said, oh, good. I guess I get to go to America. I always wanted to go to America. Ever since I was a little kid, I got books from the library all about America, the American life. And you people were all so rich and so handsome and so good. Your kids could drive a car at 15 and stuff. And I wanted to go to America, so I always did want to go to America.
So he asked you for a date, you thought, but he really said, will you marry me? And that was a wedding proposal, and you said yes. And you ended up being married how many years?
We were married 56 years. If he hadn't died, we still would be married.
Isn't that amazing? That is the most beautiful story. And Doug Fair, what do you think about all this?
I thought it was great. Most important thing is, from my standpoint, Francoise, you still today don't take credit for being the catch that you are.
Well, thank you.
And you're adorable. So you came to America. Then what happened?
Well, that was really hard because I didn't speak the language, and your customs are so much different than the customs in Holland. So I had a really, really hard time adjusting. And every time when somebody said, do you like it here? And I said, no, I'd rather go back. And they said, well, why in the hell don't you go back to where you came from then? And so they were not very friendly, but I had to learn the hard way to be more politically correct and say, yes, I like it here. It's fine, And I did come to like it very much. I would not go back to the Netherlands to live. I like to visit it, but not to live. So there's a lot of advantages here.
So my biggest question is, obviously, he had to be decent enough that you would say, well, I'll go ahead and try this experiment of the United States out. But what really drew you to make him love you over time, Francoise?
Well, he was very good looking, and he had a job. He was in the Air Force, so he made money. So he was not some bum that, you know, couldn't support me. And he was very, very kind and very generous. And that's all it took. To his dying day, everything was surrounded just for me. You know, he always wanted the best for me. So from day one, that's how it happened.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's the true test of love right there.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted the best for you. You wanted the best for him. And you shared a wonderful life together. That's a perfect description.
Yeah.
So what's the name of your book going to be?
Well,
it's not going to be From Here to Eternity. That's already taken by Hemingway.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
I haven't decided on the title yet, so I'll keep you posted on that someday.
So you wrote one book, but so you're thinking about writing another one. What's the next one going to be around it?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm still not very clear about that. So anyway, what happened also, I met Gary in 1963, and he proposed to me in August of 1963. But then, if you guys remember, in November of 1963, Kennedy got shot. And I was not married to Gary yet. And I knew I was going to America, and I thought, am I making a mistake? If they can kill the President of the United States, how dangerous is that place? Can I live there? Will I be safe? I mean, if they can kill the President, you know, how safe is this country? So I was really, really worried about that.
You speak Dutch, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Did Gary?
Gary did not speak Dutch, and he spoke just a little bit of German. But what was so funny is, since he was in the Air Force and he wanted to marry me, and I was not in the Air Force, and I was not even an American, I had to be checked out by the CIA, the FBI, and all that stuff. So every 10 days, he came with a big stack of books, of papers for me to fill out. And we literally sat on the bed with a dictionary in between us, going through each page and trying to find the word, what is this, what is that. And it took a long time. And every 10 days, he would come with more papers and more papers. But finally, I did get accepted. And I had to go to the American consulate a couple times and get fingerprinted and all that stuff. So it was a big ordeal.
Well, you are a rock star. We got to take a little break here. This is the Legacy Leadership Show. Doug Stairs filling in for Adrian. That is not Adrian. Adrian did not age overnight. That's Doug Stairs. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for putting us on all your stations and giving us such a great life. We love you. We appreciate you. We're going to come back with Françoise. She is a character. You're going to love it. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, the beautiful Françoise, and my friend Doug Stair, who I just begged to come on the show because he's been such an asset to us for such a long time, living inside of contact mapping, living inside of Connect, living inside of the new NowSite Strategic Alliance. I mean, it is incredible what's going on with Adrian and Justin Balababa. It is incredible what's going on with Elizabeth Larson. She's doing gigantic things in her life. And all of you, I read a post by Elizabeth Larson today that reminded me a little bit of Françoise. Because it's just reach inside, and every solution that you have in your life is really God and you in the mirror. And you got to decide it, because I'm telling you what, life is going to bring you all kinds of bad circumstance. And lots of people get knocked down, but the name of the game is getting up from getting knocked down. And Françoise, you've been doing that. So you came to the U.S., Gary's being an Air Force guy. What were you doing for a living all that time? Nursing?
Before I was married, yeah, I was doing nursing. Yeah.
After
I was married, when I moved to the United States, I had a 1-month-old baby already. She got born in Germany before Gary got out of the Air Force. And in the 60s in Holland, once you were married and had a baby, you just did not work outside of the home. Your job was in the house. So I came to America, and we signed up for the telephone and for the gas and all that stuff. And I see all these women working there. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Why aren't they home with their kids? But that's how life was here, you know. I'm going to tell you a funny story, because the language was so hard for me. And I went to a meeting one time, and I don't even remember what kind of meeting it was, but they said, the next time we all get together, everybody has to bring a white elephant. Now, I hadn't lived in America all that long, and I was just, oh my God, my heart sank. I had no clue. So I went home to Gary, and I said, Gary, what am I going to do? I have to bring a white elephant. First of all, where do I find a white elephant, and how do I carry it to the meeting? So that was one of the funny stories in my life.
Did he have a good sense of humor?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
that makes me happy.
That was one of my get you stories from back when I did an interview, the good old coffee shop interview that I did with you. I was going to ask you about that. Now, you already took my good funny story. I got another one for you, though.
Uh-oh. Okay.
here's what I want to know. There are tons of people on this show that are watching you, that are telling you how much they love you and everything else. Have you begun to believe them yet?
I'm starting to believe them more and more. It took me a long time because when Gary died almost 4 years ago now, I had never ever in my life lived alone. I mean, I was born in the camp, my mom took care of me, then I lived at home, and then I went into nursing and we lived in the hospital there. And then I got married, and I never ever lived alone. I never had to take care of everything. So I'm still having a really, really hard time when something breaks or something doesn't work right or whatever. I have to do it all. I have a hard time with that. And that's when I'm having a hard time believing that I am as good as you people say I am.
How about when you took the digger in that store and about broke your neck? What'd you break? Your wrist?
Yeah, I broke my wrist.
Yeah, that was a bad day. You know, when I fell down, I feel so fortunate that I didn't break anything. You know, I didn't break my neck. I didn't break my nose. I didn't break my teeth. People, Elizabeth Larson, man, it's unbelievable. You guys don't fall down because you get hurt. It's a miracle that I didn't break something, and I'm very happy about that. But
I'll tell you, Tom, I've broken both my feet and both my wrist and my one wrist twice. So, in my life so far.
Wow.
Well, I have played some both of my wrists.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you what, don't break anything else. I'm getting a little tired of you breaking stuff, kid. We love you too much to let you get any.
I'm more tired of it. So.
So we're going to take a break again here in a few seconds. And after the break, it's a short break, and then we have a long segment. Because what happened was Francoise decided to get into the world of network marketing. And, you know, it's really, really interesting. When I met her, she was scared. She was a complete and total introvert. She was mourning the death of her husband. But the courage that she had, I mean, it's unbelievable. And I want you guys to hear that story, because everybody's got a story like that going on. And if Francoise can get out of that popcorn popper, each and every one of you can. So I want you to obviously go to NowSite. They sponsor this show. I want you to follow Adrian and Elizabeth and Justin and Cheryl Coco and that entire crowd. And we're going to show you what it's like to be a true network marketer every day of the week. We're coming back right after this. It's the Radio Show Legacy Leadership.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasizing that message to reporters on Friday.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. it would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to the memorial near the restaurant where the tragedy occurred.
This tragedy opens painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, it's Doug Stair, it's Francoise, and it is an unbelievable day. And the name of the game is Francoise is such a rock star. I love this woman. I've wanted her on the show forever. I want her on the stages of the world because her story is something that is unbelievable. Don't you agree, Doug Stair?
I absolutely do. And the most important thing is I want to find out where she wants to go on her first trip, because I know she loves to travel. She may have an extra story that goes along with wanting to travel.
Well, Gary and I had always wanted to do a cruise on the Rhine River in Germany, and also we wanted to do a Mississippi River cruise. So I'm kind of torn between those two, because it's kind of like, it's almost like taking Gary with me, you know, and because that's what he wanted. But I've always wanted to do cruises like that. But other than that, I like to go to, what is that in, out east? I forgot.
New York City.
No, yeah, well, actually, that's what I want to do. I want to go to the Statue of Liberty because as an immigrant, I wanted to see that. And Gary never wanted to go. He said, I will not go to the Statue of Liberty. I will not go to New York. It's too busy. I don't want to go there. I said, well, I guess I'll have to go alone before I die. But I said, if you're not going, I'm going to go alone. So I guess I'll have to go alone.
Well, here's the easy question. You could put together a trip now with your MLM, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't we put a Francois world tour or a Francois tour down the Mississippi, ending in New Orleans? See, you can do all those things now,
mm-hmm.
and it's what you want. And if you want, let's just say it this way: why don't you tell people what you're doing with that? And more importantly, we'll get together and maybe do something where we go to New York City, take a little ride over to see the Statue of Liberty and go out and see a show on Broadway, if that's something that you'd like to do. And I bet you we could get a whole bunch of people wanting to go with you, and they'll book it through you. So why don't you tell us what you're doing there?
What am I doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm sitting here
with your company.
Well, it's a travel company, and I'm doing that. So, I'd like to do that. We travel wholesale, not discount, so we get really good prices on everything that we do.
Well,
so,
feeding your passion, right?
Pardon?
That's feeding your passion. You're just doing what you love and getting paid for it, right?
I do, and I love traveling. That's my passion. And I like to do things with people that also like to travel and like to do things. I'm still, in a way, I'm still young at heart. I like to do scary things. I have parachute jumped 12,000 feet. I've done that. And I just like to do things that are exciting.
That is so exciting. Chris Miller just joined from Germany. So say something in German for the guy, will you please?
Hallo, wie geht es, Chris?
That is so exciting. She speaks Dutch. She speaks German. She obviously has a great grasp of the English language. She is really reaching inside. When I met her, man, she was having a tough time, and she sat in that house and just trying to figure out how to start that engine called Francoise. And now it's operating on all cylinders. She's changing the world. And tell people they can do the same thing. Never get that down that you give up on yourself. Right, Francoise?
Yeah, after Gary died, and then I broke my wrist. The next day I broke my wrist. So I was in pain mentally, and I was in pain physically. But I think I had a time of a depression after he died for a while. And because of contact mapping, you guys were there right with me and kept me going and kept asking me how I was doing and how you could help me. So that really helped me a lot. But it is hard to get out of that. If I hadn't had you people and now with this other company, I feel like I have two families. And before, I didn't have anybody. And if you don't have anybody, it really is hard to get over something like that. And I don't have any family living here, so I cannot go and go to my daughter's house or a son's house. My daughter lives in Alaska, so that's a far away. And so I don't have any family here. So that makes it really hard if you don't have any family.
Yeah, you got to stay out of those senior singles bars, too. That's just a mistake.
You know? Yeah, those seniors are too old for me.
You don't want anybody slipping you a roofie or anything, so that would be a bad day. So that's for sure.
They're not as adventurous as I am. I've been looking over, but they're not as adventurous as I am.
One of my buddies, Paul Keough, lives in New York City, just one of the deepest guys I've ever met. I met him through a guy who passed away named Mike Tanner, and these guys had really, really embraced the firefighters from 9/11. And these guys came to town, went to the University of Colorado. They were just there last month. And you know what I love about this call and about our community is it trumps culture. It trumps systems. It trumps everything. It is about every one of us holding each other up no matter what's going on, whether we're high, whether we're low, whether we're low. It is not dog eat dog. And I'm going to do a big Facebook Live if I ever get moved. And because I keep reading about boundaries, you know, and boundaries suck. how it's working for the Palestinians and the Hamas. Look how it's working for the Russians and the Ukraine. Look how it's working for Cuba and the United States. Look how it's working on the wall down in Mexico. Look how it's working anywhere in the world it's not. Love and communication, knock down walls. And anybody, you know, and I got all these friends that are pissed off at me for one thing or the other, and they don't want to talk to me anymore because they've got these stupid boundaries. And I go, let's just talk it out. Let's just do that before Thanksgiving so we don't have to have a topic over here that's like the elephant, like your story, in the refrigerator. We got complete, even though it was tough, I still love you. You're my brother, you're my sister, you're my mom, you're my dad, you're my daughter, you're my son, whatever the heck it is. Let's talk it out instead of have boundaries where it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys, because it doesn't work. Do you agree or disagree with that, world traveler Francoise?
I want to tell one more thing about Gary Dalton. He really helped me with it, because nobody that knows me now believes that I actually wasn't very much an introvert. I wouldn't say two words to anybody. I wouldn't talk to anybody. When I had to take dance lessons, I was the wallflower. Nobody would want to ask dance with me. And Gary really helped me get over that, because he made me do things like if I needed the car fixed or if the car needed to be fixing, he said, "You take care of it. You do it." And even though I didn't speak language all that good, I had to do it, and I had to stand up for my rights. So, like one time we had a problem with the car, and we were supposed to get it fixed for free. And the guy said, "No, it's you get the part for free, but not the paint job." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not paying for anything." He said, "Well, you don't get the keys then." I said, "Okay." And I just sat there and looked at him and looked at him, and he looked at me and he looked at me. And finally, when it came closing time, he got on the phone and he. And the next thing I know is he gave me the keys and I didn't have to pay. So I just had to stick, I had to keep my foot down, you know, and do. I just had to be strong, I guess.
Well, you look at the leader, Doug Sierras, and you look at the Texas Ranger he raised as a son. You take a look at the grandfather he is. You take a look at what he's done in this convergence where he'll jump in his truck and travel to help anybody. He flew to Arizona. He drove to Arizona to help Elizabeth move to Colorado. Doug, that's you. You are a servant leader, right?
I try to be. Sometimes I fall flat on my face, which is always just as almost as much fun as you had. The most important thing is there's people in this world that, like Francoise and I, when we talk on the phone, it's like, okay, we're going to talk for a little bit, and then 20 minutes later we say, well, we really probably should hang up now because our few minutes are long gone. I could talk to her forever because she is so much like my mom, who you never, ever doubted where you stood with my mother. You may not like what she had to say, but here's the thing. As my lovely godchild said, with my mom, she loved fiercely. And that's what, with Francoise, you know, when you have a connection with Francoise, you're with Francoise for life. She is a force to be reckoned with, both just as a human being, but more importantly, as an example of how to live and love fiercely and live life to the fullest, which we all should do.
Beautiful. Thank you, Doug.
And so what's your... I mean, you said you're about my age. What's your plan for the rest of your life? Just making a difference and loving like crazy, then loving more?
That's right. And I hope to live another 20 years, but I don't know if I'll make that, because then I'll be 101. And I would like to do that. But that's really amazing, because the way I came in this world and how long I was really underfed and undernourished and all that stuff, somehow or another, I have learned to take care of myself, and as of today, I am not on any medications, so I think I'm doing pretty darn good.
So I'm a terrible talk show host, and I just looked at my phone, and people are asking me like crazy how they get a hold of you. Do you have a website? Do you have a phone number? Do you have email?
Okay, if people want to get a hold of me, they can private message me on Facebook.
Okay, good. All right.
That's the easiest way to do that.
Okay, good. If you would have told me Tinder, I was going to be a little upset. That's good. That makes me happy. I would have been a little bit worried. So this Tina Carver just loves working with you. And that's what I'm telling everybody. You know, you think you're the upliner, you think you're the mentor, and you think you're this. I have been sober 35 years. I go to an AA meeting every day. I learn more from the newcomers in AA than anything I know. And it's the same thing with network marketing. It's the same thing with business. The big leaders are the ones that communicate. The big leaders that don't think they're anything better than anybody else out there. We're all in this thing together. And that's what I love about you, Francoise, is you are constantly given. Look at what Ginny Howery, I mean, I love her. She's just down the road from you. Louise Cole, first thing you said to me was, we got to call Louise Cole. I love your heart. So we got to take another doggone break. This thing's flying by. I hate that. So find her on Facebook during the break. Francoise's name is Francoise, and it's spelled R-A-N-C-O-I-S-E. And there aren't a lot of them. We'll be back right after this on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Doug Stair, No Adrian Chenault, and me. Be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It is Francoise, and it is the one and only Doug Stair. I love the guy. I just can't tell you what I think of him because I've known him for so long. I saw him come along and buy 100 Girl Scout cookies from my granddaughter. I've seen him give people the shirt off of his back. He was the perfect guy to help me interview Francoise. It was final segment here, Doug. What do you want to know from her?
Francoise, what would be your message to all the young ladies and anyone, but especially the young ladies, what would you tell them of how is the best way to persevere and keep a positive mental outlook? Because you're a walking, talking example of that.
Well, I think, first of all, you need to be surrounded with people, with like-minded people who will lift you up. Because if you're around people that are always negative, this is what my whole life is, all negativity, and I had to overcome that. But you need to surround yourself with positive people who tell you that you're better than you think you are, and that's what I keep hearing daily. Oh, you're much better than you think you are. Because I still think, if I can do it, everybody can do it. It's not no big deal. And then they say, no, it is a big deal. But to me, it's like, I did it. Just like when I flew to America by myself with a one-month-old baby, and I had to get out in New York City and had to go through customs by myself, and I could not understand anything that the guy was talking about. And he emptied my whole suitcase. He just threw it all over to try to find something. And then I had to put it back in, holding a one-month-old baby in my arm. And it was like, well, somehow or another, I had to do it, so I did, I guess. There was nobody else to help me. But you have to be surrounded by positive people, and you have to be, uplifting yourself. Even when you think you can't do it, you need to do it. Because when I quit my nursing career in Holland, I always thought I was just mediocre. I wasn't all that good. But then the head of the program, he said, I'm really sad to see you go because I think you're one of the best nurses that I have. And I never even thought that way. I just, didn't think I was that good. But so it's kind of nice to be told. And that's another thing. You need to be the people that tell you, even when you're not, when you're kind of down and you're saying, well, you need some uplifting. You need somebody to tell you you're good.
So when are we going to get your book?
Well, I don't know yet.
We got to get your book out and get you on tour so you can actually spread this news of all the things that you've done, because it's an uplifting, terrific love story beyond proportion. Should be a movie. And if you get out there and sell it, you never know. Who would be who would be the person you'd want to have play you?
Meryl Streep.
That's a good one. Unbelievable. That's exciting. You'd be good at it. She'd be good at it. That's perfect. Adrian's watching the show. He's very, very, he's texting me. He's talking about you guys. You're both rock stars, and it's so good to hear from him. He's with his little kids. It's so exciting. Lyndon's doing big stuff. Corinne's doing big stuff. Hugo's doing big stuff. And now we've got Jeff Olson next week, and he's the guy that was president and owner of Neora. And the FTC really, really went after him hard. He never bent. He never bowed. He just fought back and ended up winning that big suit. and it's a huge thing for all of us in network marketing. He'll be on next week. I'm trying to get Eric and Marina on the following week because it would be phenomenal because GoPro is coming up, and it is a huge event, and you want to be there. There's a ton going on. Great stuff. Love you guys. And, yeah, my new glasses looking good, don't they? I mean, it finally can see, and I'm very, very happy about that. And so everything's coming up aces and in a new house and the whole shot, and life is good. So, Francois, anything you want to say before we get ourselves out of here?
So I think what I really would like to do is I would like to go on stage to different schools or different programs and tell my story. I'd rather just tell my story than write another book. That's what I'm doing. And I think I really would like to talk to the vets because they have a rough deal. And if they can hear something that can uplift them maybe a little bit, I would like that. And but anybody like young people or even you people with the alcoholics, you know, I think that would be good to tell my story to them, and you know, you can do it. Yeah. So I like to go on stage and talk to people, and I've been on stage before. I can talk to 1,000 people. I'm not worried about that at all.
You are one great woman, Matthew Perry. I just hope that they don't find drugs in his system. I think the guy had an unbelievable life. I think he had an unbelievable story. He overcame it. I said this on Facebook. It's a daily reprieve. And I can't even guarantee you that I'm going to stay sober today. I'm going to do everything I can to stay sober right this minute. The alcoholics, it's an unnatural act not to drink. So the name of the game is give him all the compassion that you can. And know that you're lucky because you don't have that disease. And I'm praying for him. I'm praying for his family. I'm praying for all alcoholics and drug addicts. They're really, really close to my heart. And I'm praying for all of you because I love you so much. I love you, Kathy Rickley. I love you, Jenny Howery. I love you, Louise Cole. I love you people. So we'll see you all next week on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Jeff Olson. But between here and there, call any one of us three because we pick up our phone. We love you. We'll do anything to make sure that your life is better having talked to us. We'll see y'all later.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.